I'd like to ask you why you never married again.
Well, I thought about it several times, and I think really it's like trying on hats. After you try on so many, you can't make up your mind. And besides that, I like my freedom. I've lived alone now for a good many years, and I'm glad that I didn't. Several times I almost. And in fact, my children were in favor of it. In fact, I didn't go with anyone that my children didn't like. And that wasn't good to my children. They weren't good to my children. And in fact, I'd even double date with my own children, if you can imagine such a thing. And I just thought that I would rather go it alone. I could support myself, and I liked to work. I wasn't one of these that get up in the morning and say, if I don't, I just hate to go to work. Not me. I didn't hate to go to work. That was a part of my life. That was what I was supposed to do, and I did it. What else? And? What?
I was going to ask if you were telling the story about changing your hair.
Oh, changing my hair. I wish I'd changed it while I worked at Douglas. I don't know what those lights would have done to it, though. When I was 50, I had always wanted to be a blonde, and I decided, well, it's now or never. And you know how years ago, a woman that bleached her hair was headed for the pits. And my mother ordinarily would have screamed her head off. But she liked it. So I bleached it all one weekend. I told my boss that I'd be one of the girls at work had bleached her hair, and we were all crazy about it. So I told my boss, when I come back Monday morning, I'll be a blonde. He says, oh, you can't do it in that length of time. I came home, and I had dark, reddish-brown hair. No, it was practically black then, because I had started tinning it. And I bleached my hair. I imagine I bleached, put the bleach on about 10 times during that weekend. And I was blonde on Monday morning, but my hair was only about 2 inches long all over my head. So
what happened to make it so short?
Why, the bleach just ate it up. I never have regretted, although I would have gone to a salon and had it done if I had it to do over again. But it grew out, and I've never regretted it. And I intend to keep my hair bleached till they put me in the ground.
Do you do it at home now?
Always have.
Did you indeed have more fun after it was
Sure. I used to laugh. There was one place, street where as I went to work, where it was a four-way stop. No signal, just a four-way stop. Those guys had looked at me and let me go first. I was surprised. I'd always hesitate, you know, to take my turn. But they'd motion me on, and away I went. I could see a big difference. So it must be true. But a man notices a woman with blonde hair faster. I don't care who she is or what she is. They do. But don't bleach yours. It looks okay. It's different, you know, the red. I love red hair. My dad always wanted me to make it red, but I was too old for it, I thought. And I like blonde hair the best.
How did your kids feel about it?
Oh, my daughter was shocked. She's kind of prissy anyway, and she had a fit. She didn't like it. My boy liked it. He told me one time, if you ever quit bleaching your hair, I'm not going to speak to you. He liked it, but she didn't. But now I think she likes it. I think, in fact, she would like to have hers, but she just, she never bleaches her hair or does anything to it. And she's only had one permanent in her whole life.
What was menopause like for you?
Well, it was hot and it was cold. But I went through it. I didn't take any hormones or anything. And I went on about my business, and if I had a hot flash, I didn't say anything. You know. But I think being active all my life helped me. But I had no... Of course at night you would have hot flashes, and I sleep nude to this day, and that's when I started it. When I would have those hot flashes, and I'd be covered with perspiration, and have to strip off my clothes, well, I got tired of stripping them and putting them on, and I just left them off. But I would say I went through it easily. But now my mother had a terrible day. And she died when she was 78, and she still had hot flashes. So I guess, but I think a lot of it is in your head, too. If when you have a hot flash, you do something different, or go outside and do something, or change whatever you're doing. I don't know how to word it, but I think that helps. Your head and your body are connected, you know. As a man thinketh, so is he.
Silly, silly. Was life different for you after menopause?
Well, yes and no. I didn't have anything to worry about. There was no chance of being pregnant or anything like that. Not that I slept around or anything, but... out of word, anything I want to say. But I think your life is better afterwards. And you're not bothered with it. It was a damn nuisance. You know. And when I was a girl, it was worse than girls nowadays. When I was a girl, you didn't take gym, you couldn't go swimming, you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. So I was glad to be rid of it.
What has your health been like since you left Douglas, in general?
I've had good health. I've had arthritis, but really...
Where does it affect you?
I have it in my back that bothers me quite a lot lately, but it's because I've had surgery and different worry. I've been worried about my eyes, and that brings on things like that. But I've had it in my hands and my back, and I'll have a twinge sometimes in my knee or an ankle or an elbow, but it's mainly in my back. It's a terrible thing. You'd think that they could find a cure for that or something that would, you know, help you.
And your eyes now, you're having more problems with your eyes now?
Yes, I have edema in the back of my eye. And I had the LASIK treatment the other day, and the doctor's hoping that that will dry it up. It may not make me see any better, but it may keep it from getting any worse. There's a 50-50 chance I will see better, but I don't think it's working. As yet, I don't see any better. And I have glaucoma now.
How did your life change after you retired?
Well, I've taken it a lot easier than I did. And I've done things when I wanted to do them. I've been active ever since. You know, I have a garden now, and I don't care to travel. I never did, although I used to drive 400 miles up to see my son and stay there for a month or two in summertime. But I haven't done that for a couple of years. But as far as traveling, to going here and going there, I like my home. Well, I never was able to stay in my home as much as I wanted to. It's really a joy to stay in my home. I must be crazy, but that's the way it is. I was always on the go, or had to go, or you know. But I've lived alone, and I like living alone. I'm not so old but what I could get a man if I wanted it. But I don't want to be bothered. And they wouldn't come and see you once a week. They're going to be here every day. No way. I like being independent. I'm too independent, I guess. I've been told that. But that's the way I am. When I want to go to bed, I go to bed. If I want to eat, I eat. And if there's something I don't want to do, I just don't do it till the next day. There's always another day.
Do you belong to any senior citizens groups or
anything
like
that? I do not, and I think they're stupid. I wouldn't be caught dead at one. My neighbor was a hostess on one of those golden tours, and she was always trying to get me to go on trips with them. Why? I'd rather sit home and knit. Senior citizens. I don't even like the name of it. Why don't they say old people? I'm old. I'm an old lady, but I'm not a senior citizen. That's the truth.
Are you able to see your family much?
Well, pretty much. Enough. My brother's coming next week. Or the end of this week, I mean. He lives at IRP, but he goes to my boys' campground and spends the summer, because they used to live up there. So he spends the summer in Walker, and then goes home to IRP in the wintertime. And on the way home, he'll stop here and see me.
Now, where's IRP?
IRP is about, 200, it's on the other side of Blythe. I think it's on the edge of California, isn't it? And Arizona. It's just on this side of Arizona, very near this side of, very near Arizona. And they go there for the summer, but it's too cold for them in the up north in the winter. They're having nights now, 36 degrees. But then my son will be down in November, and I have a lot of grandkids and great-grandchildren, and You name it. I have plenty of company. Too much sometimes. And then my daughter lives in Long Beach. And she calls me once or twice a day. And if I need her, she'd be here in 40 minutes or less. So, and then my granddaughter lives in Los Angeles, the one that's a doctor. And she lives about 20 minutes from me. If I ever need any help, I can call her. And her husband's a doctor, too. So I'll be well doctored. But I have my own doctor.
Have you missed working at all?
No. I was tired. And you know, I was depressed at one time. My little grandson, my youngest one, has brittle bones. And he fell. Just a slight fall, you know. Just in the house will cripple him. Anyhow, he was in traction in the hospital for 5 weeks. And I was so depressed about that. And that was shortly after I retired. And my doctor asked me, he says, are you missing the girls at work? And I said, no. And at one time, I'm so healthy, you know. He says, why don't you go back to work? He said, they need nurses. And I told him I'd nursed the last one. No, I feel like I've done my duty. At one time, I used to think I'd work as a volunteer after I retired. But I haven't time to volunteer. I'm telling you the truth. If I do all, I won't live to do all the things I want to do.
When you think about the future?
When I think of the future? Well, I just hope I get everything done before the end comes, but if it comes, I'm not afraid. And if I have CA or anything like that ever do, I don't have now, why, at least you know what you're getting. Now, I don't want a stroke. That scares me to death. And if my doctor don't watch that I don't have a stroke, there'll be trouble. I don't know what I'll do, but I'll do something. But that is the worst thing that can happen to anyone. That's the only thing. You shouldn't fear things, because then you're more likely to have them, I think. But whatever comes, I hope I die in my sleep. That would be the easiest way. And I don't believe in funerals. And, in fact, I have donated my body to UCLA. I did that years ago. I asked the kids first if it was okay with them, and they said yes. So I've got the phone number right in front over the calendar. All they have to do is to call a certain number. They don't accept bodies anymore, but they will mine, because I have heard from them over the years, you know. And it's been... It was donated so many years ago. At least I think it's still good. If it isn't, I'm to be cremated, and that's it. There's none of these flowers or memorial services or funerals or any of that. That's like savages or something. Or I can't think of the word I want to say. But all that money spent on flowers, they go out on the streets and give it to every poor person they met. It'd suit me better. They can give me flowers now if they want to. But after you're dead, you're dead.
What would you say was the happiest time in your life?
Well, I've had a lot of happy times. But I really think it was when my son was born. I wanted a boy so bad. And of course, when I had my daughter, I was glad I had her. You know, I didn't fuss about it then, but this one, I wanted to be a boy. And all the old ladies in the town and around told me I was going to have a girl. I told them they were wrong. So I really was, well, they had given me a little ether at the last, and my husband bent down to my ear and said, it's a boy, and I almost jumped off of the gurney, or the table, or whatever they call it, the delivery table. I was really in seventh heaven. I really was. I was just... I know my husband one time told me that he was ugly. I wouldn't speak to my husband for about a week. The idea. I guess, looking back on it, he was skinny, you know, and long, and maybe he wasn't beautiful. He wasn't a girl. Too bad I didn't keep a diary and you could have just read my diary. Been easier.
Something I didn't ask you was what your relationship with your ex-husband was after you moved from his house. And
oh, we were friendly. And if there was any family thing or anything like that, why, you know, like my grandson's getting married and different things like that. No, we spoke. We didn't go on dates, but we spoke. And his wife, I was friendly with his wife. When my father died, my husband's wife came to the funeral because my ex-husband couldn't come. He was ill. And so Dolly came and she came right to the house and so forth, because my dad and my ex-husband still visited my dad after we were divorced. So it was a different situation than most. But I had no grudge against Dolly. Just friendly. I haven't heard from her since he is dead now, and I haven't heard from her since he died. And when he died, his brothers came here from the east and came over to see me. So we were still acquainted, you know. I had met them on a trip east once before, and they had been to my house when I was married to him too. To my husband. They had visited. And that's it.
What was the most unhappy time. I
don't know. I've been unhappy about things now and then, like anybody else. But I've had grief. When my mother died, that hurt me terribly. And momentary grief once in a while when I broke up with a boyfriend or something like that. But I think my mother, missing my mother, although when she died she'd been so sick and everything, it was a blessing for her. But I had bathed her and put her to bed at 10 o'clock, and she died during the night. It's been 21 years. That's about all I can tell you, I think.
What are your feelings about the women's movement today?
Well, I tell you, I believe that women should have equal pay with men. But I think that they're a little bit silly. I've been liberated all my life. If they're not liberated, that's their own fault. Of course, with the wages, they have to manipulate things a little better. But they have this silly idea. Who cares whether you're called a chairperson or a chairwoman or a chair what? I think that's ridiculous. If they hadn't put all those screwy things in it, they'd have stood a lot better chance of passing it. You know. But I believe women should have equal rights. But I don't want to open any car door. Or I don't want to, well, I like for men to help me on with my coat and to open the car door and do things like that. I think it's nice. But I would vote for the ERA because I'm a woman and I believe women should stand together. But I do wish they'd cut out all that silly stuff.
Young girls are growing up very different now than they did when you
evidently. I'm still buying my grandchildren the girls' dolls, though. And I, about abortion, I am all for abortion. Why bring all these poor little unwanted children into the world and then look how they're treated? This child abuse is worse than abortion. But you see children, you know, that aren't really abused, that the parents would be better off if they didn't have them, and so would the children. And if it's a woman's own business what she does with her body. If some of these men had to have babies, they might change their tune. And that includes the Pope. That's the truth. But what gripes me is they pass a law like Well, and then they keep trying to unpass them, like the laws on abortion. Now they're trying to change them. Passed them once. And when are they going to start hanging some of these guys that mistreat these little girls?